electronic music and noises like Melodiclasta. And there's a record label that's called Ruido Horrible that has been recorded, that has recorded like three or four different groups. So there's a small scene that develops, but it's very, very underground. So it's not like, because it's not covered by TV or the commercial radio, so it's something that happens in small cultural places or things like that.
Of course.
And sometimes we play together with different musicians from different bands. We make different sets and things like that. And it's funny because we attract different audiences, because usually the audience of the festival is older people, and these kids have a younger following. So it's good because we have mixed audiences sometimes.
Yes, and that was another question that I had for you, is like, how is it playing with younger people nowadays after you've been playing for so long with, you know, your friends, and how is it playing with young people now?
Well, the thing is that especially Javier Baviera has been playing with these kids, and he has invited me, and then they have done some small festivals with four or five bands, and they play theater, they show films, and it's like with performances and things like that. So, but we are not, I personally don't do that very often, and we are, right now we are more involved with the process of Decibel and Karina Sangari trying to put it back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the main interest for us now. We are looking for the distributor in the States. Maybe we are going to talk with the people from Cuneiform or maybe someone else to see if they can distribute there, so it could be available for the people there. For us, anyway, it's a great opportunity to be on the radio, because it's the first time that most of this music is played in the States, so it's great for us. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. My our pleasure. And also, you know, being an independent musician in Mexico, how has it been your experience staying true to your ideals and your objectives as a musician and staying clear?
Well, I think that what happens to us is what happens to most of this kind of groups all around the world. I have talked with people, for example, I was telling you, with Universal or Klaus or other, or like Magma or Gong. And many of those, not all, but many of those groups, the members of the band have to do other things. Maybe they are teaching music or teaching music for dance, or working as taxi drivers or whatever, because one has to survive. I work at the university. I don't know if you know that I work with reptiles. I have been working for years with lizards in Mexico, and I'm working in conservation programs and reproduction programs in Mexico. So I'm very close with the people in the university who are working with these lizards, and I am describing with the doctor there, with a PhD, a new species from Chiapas. So I'm very, very interested in these things with these animals, because I think they are incredible, and we are losing them because of habitat destruction. I know this is a musical radio show, but it's important to tell that we are aware of the destruction that is being on the way, and it's on the way in Mexico, on all the jungles and everywhere. It's on the rainforest, cloud forest, everywhere is on the way, on the verge of destruction, and with it, all the species of animals and plants is going to hell. So it's important to try to do a bit of conscience, to try to save what is left before it's gone.
Yes.
So I think it's very important. I think those things are approaching our music in some way. For example, in the first digital album, the end of Dodos is about that, of the extinction of one species. And I'm working on that, really. I'm working with the people who's working on it. I'm doing field work. I go to the field to check these lizards, what's going with the forest and all that. I've been working closely with the people, with the Secretaría of Medio Ambiente, that works with these things, not with decisions. So I'm very, very interested in that, and I'm very involved with that too. So I devote much of my time to working with these things that are more into science and biology more than with music, no? But anyway, for example, the record company where we're releasing the new digital album, Abronia Records, is precisely the name of the lizards I'm trying to save. It's a lizard genus that lives in the cloud forest, and it's going to disappear very soon if we don't do something to save them. Mm-hmm. And I think that they are not just that, because I'm interested in that, but I think the important thing is to try to save the ecosystem complete, because there are many, many species of insects, mammals, birds, and everything, that orchids, bromeliads, everything that should be saved before they are gone.
Yes, that's very nice of you to remind us of that, and very important. Are you doing much writing these days, whether it's on your passion, both passions, you have music and your passion of reptiles, and just tell us some of the writings that you've
done.
But
also writing, as I told you, I've been a journalist since I was almost a kid, and I still do. I work for a couple magazines here. One is Monitor Latino, that's a sort of billboard in Mexico that has all the lists and everything. And I write there about Latin artists. And also I write another one that Circulo mix up for a record shop chain in Mexico that they give away this magazine, and I make the record reviews there. So I keep on just with musicians and everything. So I tell you, for me, it's been very enrichment to work like journalists, knowing that great people that I admire most, like Peter Gabriel, I don't know, a lot of people, I know that recently they did that for that, and also I had the opportunity to be in his house when he just finished the original Tubular Bells Orchestra version. So I had the opportunity to meet so many wonderful people that have influenced me and have shown me so many different kinds of music that I'm just happy, and I thank God for being alive and still alive and doing things.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your words and for being here tonight. I really mean it. Let's go up and listen to a little bit of Size. How about that, Walter?
What? Sorry?
A little bit of Size.
A bit of Size? Whatever you want.
Okay. Let's go and play a couple pieces, and then we'll keep it going. We got about half an hour to go. And Walter Smith on the 90.7 FM on KBOO in Portland, Oregon. We'll be right back. Este fue Size. Tenemos como invitado a Walter Smith. ¿Cómo te encuentras, Walter? ¿Cómo dinos un poquito cómo fue la experiencia grabando con Size? Y también yo quería hacerte la pregunta de que, ¿cómo es que nada más fue un disco y después ya salió el CD más? ¿Y cómo es que salió el CD también?
Bueno, vamos desde el principio. Bueno, como te comentaba, cuando se deshizo de Cibel, porque los miembros se fueron a diferentes países, como te decía, Jaime se fue a vivir y Italia, se casó con una chava italiana y se fue a vivir allá. Y Javier se fue a vivir primero a Los Ángeles y después a Nueva York, entonces el grupo se deshizo. Y formamos Ike porque conocí yo a Ely Bleeding, que acaba de llegar de Canadá. Había estado estudiando en boarding school en Canadá, en Toronto. Y cuando regresó aquí a México, yo lo conocí, nos hicimos amigos. Y como Decibel se había desbandado y habíamos quedado un poco decepcionados, porque nunca ha habido mucho following para la música experimental en México, entonces empezamos a hacer algo más, pues no precisamente comercial, pero sí más accesible, que era como punk new wave que hacíamos, también con cosas medio electrónicas y ruiditos y eso, ¿no? Entonces empezamos a trabajar con Size y el cuate Rogerio Azcárraga, que nos produjo el disco del Poeta del Ruido de Decibel, produjo el primer sencillo de Size, un 45, un de 7 pulgadas, que se llama Tonight, que son dos canciones de Tonight y otra de Mi Matrix. Entonces ese single fue lo primero que salió de Size. Y poco después, nosotros mismos produjimos un EP de 12 pulgadas, que era El Diablo en el Cuerpo, con La Cabellera en el Berenice. Pues el primer sencillo fue en inglés, y este segundo fue en español, que era como un mix extended, ¿no? Entonces, después, Polygram en México nos contrató para grabar el álbum, pero el productor que teníamos tuvo problemas con la compañía, y entonces la compañía ya no quiso editar el álbum. Y como yo en ese tiempo era director de la revista Sonido, pues la compañía me dio a mí las cintas para que yo hiciera lo que quisiera. Y tiempo después, pasaron algunos años hasta que se editó ya en CD, pero ya pasaron años después de que el grupo ya había desaparecido. Entonces se editó en CD. Ahora, con los años ha habido mucho interés por Size aquí en México, porque como fue de los primeros grupos que hacían música punk y new wave en México, hace más de 25 años, entonces pues hay interés de las nuevas bandas y de los chavos. De hecho, casi toda la música que hemos hecho nosotros, tanto con Saez como de Cibel como con Casino Shanghai, es más conocida por los músicos en sí que por el público en general. Si tú le preguntas a Alejandro Lora o a los Caifanes o a Maná de Walter Smith y de Saez y de Casino Shanghai, claro que saben quién es, ¿me entiendes?
Claro.
Y si le preguntas a cualquiera en la calle, pues no saben ni de lo que estás hablando. Entonces es algo así medio curioso, ¿no? Pero siempre nosotros, por querer hacer lo que a nosotros nos gusta, siempre permanecimos un poco fuera del mercado, ¿no? Como en la orilla. Y somos muy indisciplinados también. Entonces, ahora estamos tratando de retomar las cosas un poco más seriamente, tanto lo de Cibel como lo de Casino, y tratar de presentarlo pues más formalmente y esperemos que funcione, ¿no? Digo, no pensamos a llegar a las grandes ligas de rock and roll ni nada de eso, ¿me entiendes? Simplemente poder hacer nuestras cosas y que la gente las escuche. Por ejemplo, como te decía hace rato, para mí es un gran placer que nos den la oportunidad, que nos des la oportunidad de estar en tu programa, porque nuestra música jamás se escucha en Estados Unidos, ¿no? Entonces, pues es una cosa muy buena para nosotros. Es como una satisfacción, como pues casi como un premio a la perseverancia de tantos años que hemos estado en esta locura, que pues de repente podamos ser escuchados en otros países, en otros lados. Ahora, por ejemplo, no es por ser gratuito ni nada, pero tú sabes muy bien que en México estamos viviendo actualmente un problema muy serio de violencia con relación a las drogas. Entonces, yo creo que sería un buen momento que México exportara más música y arte que drogas y cambiara un poco la situación. Yo sé que en realidad no es algo oficial el tráfico de drogas, pero de cualquier manera es algo muy triste y que tenga el país en jaque mate. Esperemos que se componga. También espero que este año no sea lo que dicen muchas predicciones fatalistas, que dicen que es el fin del mundo. Yo espero que no sea así, que sea más bien un renacer en la conciencia de todo el mundo y que haya paz, que se acaben todas las guerras que hay en Medio Oriente, que acosan a todo el mundo en Irán, Pakistán, Egipto, tú sabes. Puede estar hecho un una cajetilla de cerillos en cualquier momento puede explotar. Entonces sí es algo de preocuparse, no tanto de tener miedo, sino más bien de buscar soluciones conjuntas entre todos los países, entre toda la gente, tratar de dar una solución a todos los problemas que tenemos. Yo me imagino que también ustedes allá también deben tener problemas de violencia y de drogas, ahí importan, como los tenemos aquí, quizá no tan graves, pero también los tienen, ¿no? Entonces, pues todas esas cosas nos afectan y es en lo que vivimos todos los días. No, la vida nuestra no es nada más hacer música, como te decía, pues yo trabajo en la universidad, ahorita estoy trabajando en la biblioteca de la Facultad de Ciencias. Alejandro, el guitarrista, pues trabaja como técnico en computación, en fin, trabajamos en diferentes cosas para sobrevivir, pero seguimos con el dedo en renglón porque somos muy necios y queremos seguir haciendo música.
Definitivamente, definitivamente. I mean, by all means, it's a great pleasure to have you here. You're such an important figure on the history of Mexican underground music, and not only that, but a great guy. And I don't know what else to add, but anyway.
What we could love is to go there and play there one day. If you can arrange with the people of the embassy from Mexico and the people, as a cultural affair, we don't want to get rich or anything. We just want to expose our music and to show it to the people everywhere we can.
Well, yeah.
It would be very wonderful if there are some people interested there to hear our music. We would love to go there and play it.
Well, and the historic values, Mexican and pioneers on experimental and electronic music, I hope, you know, our leaders can support people that are stubborn enough to keep doing their thing, right?
But anyway, it's very good to have at least our music on the radio because people know that we exist, at least.
Exactly.
Because it's not very, very easy to know all these things. We also have our pages in Facebook and in MySpace, so people can find us out there. So they have the biography there, some songs, and things like that. We want to make the pages a bit better, and we will be putting videos and things as we are.
Yes, and
because there are a lot of things we have to do. We can't do all the things at the same time.
Exactly.
Because we have to do all of it ourselves.
Well, and you know, since we've been playing some music by Decibel, a lot of people here on the station and on the city have been interested on your recordings, and some of them they've actually bought the box, and I know you have fans that are aware that you put a lot of years into your idea of doing things.
Well, great to hear that.
No, it's and I actually want to thank people that have called to the station and to say how much I'm enjoying the show. They're learning a lot.
Thank you. And thank them all.
Yes, I've
had them all because it's very important to know what they think. Even if they don't like it, we want to know what they think our music. Someone says it's horrible, it's the worst thing we have ever heard. We love to hear all those things we want because it's part of our story. This is what we are doing right now, is the story of the band, because it's what is happening now. It's a big pleasure to be there and the people is listening to us.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's listen to Casino Shanghai. We have about 15 minutes left, so let's play a little bit of music and then we can talk a little bit more. Is that cool?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
fue Casino Shanghai con Lip to Lip. Walter, tell us, I would like to know from your experiences and everything else, and how do you see the future of improvised free experimental music, not just in Mexico, but in the world?
Well, I think this is very big, because every day we have hundreds and thousands of new bands that have a lot of new recordings. We have it's a thing that is evolving all the time. I think that the music will never stop. We have now, for example, in Mexico, Mexico has now a lot of to offer to the world in all kinds of music. We have folk music, we have rock music, we have jazz, classical music, we have experimental music. And in Mexico, it's more open now than 20 or 30 years ago to this kind of music. For example, a month ago, we had an experimental festival, and we had Fred Fried, we had Mike Patton, and we had a Japanese musician. And all the time, we have something. It's not like it's an everyday thing, but we have some festivals, and there's a small following to that kind of music, so I think that it will never stop. On the other side, for example, on the side of experimental jazz and free jazz, we have very good musicians, and nowadays we have a lot of recordings that are coming out that are very, very good, that are, I think, that can be at the same hand-to-hand with anywhere in the world. I think there are very good musicians in Mexico. In any kind of music you like, you can find very, very good musicians. And so I'm proud to be Mexican and be part of it. Even if I'm not part of the big scene or the commercial thing, anyway, I'm happy to be there. I'm here. I'm doing my thing. So it's nice. And I think it's important for us that we can do what we want to do. If we are not doing what anyone tells us to do, or we don't have any pressure from a record company or anything. We do what we want to do. Maybe we have our mistakes, and maybe the recording quality is not the best as it should be, but it's what we can do, and we do it with our best effort. And we will.
Do you think this type of music is mainly represented by independent labels, by the musicians' effort?
Well, I think that happens everywhere. Like, for example, Recommended Records is run by Chris Kotler of Henrik Cowan Arbeers, and he promotes and produces and distributes music from all around the world. And in the United States, there are people that do that too. So, and in Mexico, there are people that do that too. So I think that it's like a global thing right now. So, and with the thing of the internet and everything, we have more communication between musicians. It's now instant. You can be talking with people from three parts in the world at the same time, and you can do a lot of things now with all this new technology. I think it's very good, because you can do more things than ever. And in the future, I think this will be growing up. Not only evolving, but we have more and more and more, because we don't lose what is left behind. I mean, all the past is still living. We have all this world music that's wonderful that is still there. Peter Gabriel just played a few weeks ago with his new global orchestra and was wonderful. So I enjoy all kind of music. No, I'm not only devoted to experimental or strange music. I like all kinds of music, all the good music I like.
Thank you very much. Well, we only have about 5 minutes left, and I would like to take advantage of that time to thank you honestly for your time and for your comments. And I don't know if...
Thank you very much. Au contraire.
Yeah, and I don't know if there is anything that you would like to add to say to the listeners out there. I know there is quite a bit of people listening.
Well, I could talk a bit more about the how we did the music for the album, for the Melee album, that's the last thing we have done. Well, we are using a lot of different sound materials. For example, we take things from the TV or the radio. I make few recordings. I go to the city and find noises from the street and take them from that. And then we also work with real instruments and also with drum machines. So it's very, a bit complex. It's not only one thing. We are actually playing instruments, guitar, bass, keyboard, saxophone, violin, and also we are using the new technology of the synthesizers, the computers, and all that. And it's very good to us. It's easier to work, and you got the effort. The results are done, I don't know, easier, faster.
Mm-hmm.
Then that we have been doing, these are six pictures from Méliès. And I was telling you, that's very funny because this French group, Air, also is releasing an album with music for the trip to the moon. We did, Charlie and I did 5 years ago. We have shown that in Tijuana, Monterrey, and Mexico City before doing this with the Cibel. That's why we were invited, because Charlie and I did the music for the trip to the moon for a music festival in Tijuana 5 years ago. And then the Cineteca Nacional in Mexico City asked us to make a program of media films and our show. And then we decided to reform Decibel for doing this. It was not Charlie and I. So we do the six films with Decibel, and one film is just Charlie and I that we have few 5 years ago. So that's what we are doing now. And as I was telling you also, we are releasing the music of Size again in CD,
mm-hmm.
with bonus tracks, and also the old things like Casino Shanghai, as well as new things that we are already preparing and recording.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Nowadays.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much for being here tonight. I also would like to have an open invitation for you to have you here on the show on the future, hopefully during the year. I would love to have you again.
Okay. Uh-huh. Especially when we have a new album released, we want to send it to you.
Please.
Next album.
Definitely.
So we can maybe do another radio show if you want to.
Excellent. Excellent.
Thank you very much, and say the best to your audience. All my love, and I hope we can be there one day.
Yeah, we hope so too, and thank you very much to have you on the show, to hear your voice and your input and your experiences. Peace to you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
This is the weatherman of